Welcome to Shallow Deep Dive, where we take a deepish dive into the shallow world of branding, advertising, and creative. I'm Joe Qualls. Today, we're talking about brand guidelines and the chapter most of them are missing. This is part four of a five-part series we're doing on brands and AI. Open most brand guidelines and you'll find a lot about the logo. How much space to leave around it, which colors are approved, which fonts, at which sizes, what you're not allowed to do to the word mark. All of it useful, all of it written for a world where the main risk to the brand was someone stretching the logo or picking the wrong blue. Now open the tools your team actually has open. ChatGPT, Claude, Midjourney, Firefly, Canva. Somewhere in that stack, work is being made in the brand's name right now. And almost no brand guide says a word about it. That's the gap. Guidelines aren't there to be admired. They exist so people can make decisions without asking the same question every time. Can we use the logo on a dark background? What's our tone in an apology email? The guide answers so nobody has to stop and ask. That's the whole point of it. Fewer interruptions, more consistency. AI hasn't changed that job. It's just added new versions of the same question. Can we upload this client's proposal to summarize it? Can our supplier generate the campaign imagery? Can we ask a model for 10 variations of this headline? Can it rewrite a product claim to sound better? These are exactly the kind of everyday questions a guide is meant to settle. And on almost every one, the guide is silent. When a guide is silent, people don't stop working. They decide for themselves. One person uploads the sensitive document because it was faster and the deadline was real. Another writes a prompt that sounds a bit off and quietly makes it the house one. A supplier generates an image that's technically fine and completely wrong for you. None of them are being careless. They're filling a gap you left. And that's how brand drift starts. Not in one big mistake, but in 100 small private decisions nobody wrote down, each of them sensible on its own. So an AI chapter isn't exotic. It's the same guide, answering the questions people are already asking. Which tools are approved and for what? What must never be uploaded? Client data, unreleased work, anything under an agreement you'd have to explain to a lawyer, which claims need a human review before they go out. How to disclose AI when disclosure matters. And who signs off when something's unclear? Not a committee. One name. So the question has somewhere to go. Plain questions, plain answers. Two parts of that are worth slowing down on. The first is voice. Most guides already describe the brand's voice. Clear, warm, expert, whatever the three words are. That was enough when a person was doing the writing, because a person reads warm and knows roughly what to do. A model doesn't. Left to its defaults, it writes the safe, smooth, faintly corporate prose that every other brand's model is also writing. So voice rules now need prompt rules, not the adjectives, the actual instructions, how to ask for the voice, a before and after, so people can see the difference between a lazy prompt and a good one. Picture the lazy version. Write a friendly welcome email for a new customer. What comes back is warm and smooth and completely anonymous. It could belong to a bank, a gym, or a software company. Now picture the version your chapter teaches someone to write. It names who the reader is, what they've just done, the one thing you want them to feel, the phrase you'd never use, and how long it should run. Same model, same 30 seconds of typing, a different brand comes out the other end. The chapter's whole job is to make that second prompt the normal one, not the rare one. And it should list the words your brand doesn't use plainly, because those are the first words a model will reach for. Without that, clear, warm, and expert comes out sounding like everyone else's content calendar. The second is images, and here the rules need more care, because not all generated images carry the same risk. A generated background texture behind a headline is one thing. A generated person is another thing entirely. So is a generated version of your product, or a generated patient in a healthcare ad. A texture is low stakes, a face, a product, a vulnerable subject. Those touch trust, and sometimes the law. The chapter should say which uses are fine to run with, and which ones stop and get a human look before anyone hits publish. That's not a hunch a designer should have to carry alone at 4 in the afternoon. There's one more group the chapter protects, and it's easy to forget. Your suppliers, the freelancer, the studio, the agency working in your name. If you never tell them what's allowed, you've handed them the same silent guide and the same risk, with less context than your own team has. A clear AI chapter is as much for them as for you. It lets a good supplier do the right thing without a nervous phone call. Now, the obvious objection. Isn't this just more bureaucracy? another document, another gate, another thing slowing good people down. We'd say it's the opposite. A rule you can look up is what lets you move without asking permission. The bureaucracy is the other version, the one where there's no guidance. So every real decision goes up the chain or gets made quietly and worried about later. Good rules don't slow the work. They're what make the fast version safe. And none of this is because AI is special. That's the part worth sitting with. We're not arguing AI deserves its own chapter because it's dramatic or dangerous. We're arguing it deserves one because it's ordinary now. It's in the tools, in the workflow, in the 10-minute jobs, the same way the logo and the color palette are. A brand guide is a record of the decisions a brand has already made about how it shows up. Leave AI out of that record, and the guide isn't neutral on it. It's just incomplete. Increasingly, visibly incomplete. You don't need to write it perfectly the first time. You can start with a page. You need to write down what you'd tell someone if they walked over and asked you in person. Then let it grow, as the questions do. That's all a guideline ever was. That was part 4 of our 5-part series on brands and AI, with one more still to come. Thank you for indulging us in today's shallow deep dive. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Until then, take care.